Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like you want to, I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams, and y'all, I am just so excited as usual to gather here with each and every one of you at 7 a.m. Eastern time just to say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, and to ask God to orchestrate this week that we have ahead. How many of you all know that God is so good? Like our song that we were playing by Pastor Mike Jr., song, So Good. How many of y'all know that God is so good and that he deserves all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, because he is worthy, period. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the great I am. He is the I am that I am. Come on now. How many, like God, when God said, I am that I am, I don't know about you, but that was a mic drop for me. Like when I read that scripture, he said, I am that I am. What? Yes. And I believe that wholeheartedly, and I have witnessed that wholeheartedly. And I'm just so glad that God says who he says he is, period. That is a promise that we can stand on and believe that God is who he says he is. He is a healer. He's a redeemer. He's a deliverer. He's everything that we need. How many of you all can say, oh, that person is everything that we need? Yeah, that person may be everything that you need, but how many of you all know that God is literally everything that we need? Everything that we need. And so I just want to declare a decree right now that God gives us the resources here on his great earth, on this earth that we live on, because I don't know where else we're going to live besides earth, truth be told. But on this great earth that we live on, I just pray that God gives us the resources here, that he makes a way out of no way for us in any given situation that we may find ourselves in,
So God, I thank you in advance for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Yes. Let me see. I see some people putting it. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. You better talk about who God is. Yes. God is. God is. I should have played that song. God is the source. And but I didn't. But that didn't play it, but the next time we might play that because we got to be reminded as to who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. Come on, y'all. So yesterday we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. So happy Resurrection Sunday belated Resurrection Sunday, however you want to put it, to you all. I had a great time celebrating. I hope you all celebrate it too with family, friends, loved ones. And it is the pivotal. This is like that holiday, y'all. That is the pivotal holiday, the most critical holiday, and should be the most celebrated holiday in our faith. In our faith, because one thing we believe, you all, is that God or Jesus died for our sins. And not he only died, but he rose. That is the good news. He rose on the third day. He rose. He got up. He got up with all what? With all power in his hands. Period. He got up with all power in his hand. He is risen. And it's a song that I love so much that I hadn't even listened to so many songs that are played during this time, but a song that I love so much is called Don't Cry. It says, don't cry, dry your eyes. Ooh, because he is not dead. What? Don't cry, dry your eyes, because he is not dead. God is risen. He rose with all power in his hand. I don't know if y'all understand how like significant that line is. All power in his hand. God has the power to move mountains in our lives. He has the power to fix any career situation you may be facing. He has the power to give us not just any old job, but divine jobs, a God job. He has all power in his hands to correct any situation. He has all power in his hand to do any and everything. Like, that is so significant. And I think about that, and I just want to say, God is so good, period. God is so good. So I'm so excited. I didn't even plan to get all into that this morning, but that is where the Holy Spirit led me to share. And before we get into the message, before we get into this message this morning, I gotta take a breather because it's something that I really haven't shared with a lot of people. Well, publicly, I would say. I consider this a public platform. But wanted to share some things with you all. But before we do that, I just want to know how many of y'all are enjoying the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. The Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series, y'all, has been blessing me. And if you are on the text messaging list, you have definitely been receiving it each and every day except the weekends, because I give you the weekends to kind of like catch up on it. But it's been blessing me, and I know it's been blessing you all, because I've been receiving a lot of testimonies or like, oh my goodness, that really blessed me. So I'm just excited to continue with the series. Yes. What I see in the chat, I love Run That Prayer Back. I love Running That Prayer Back. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. And if you aren't with the list, definitely join the list by texting the word bread to 201-357-3218. Again, text the word bread to 201-357-3218. Okay? All right. So going back to what we talked about, how God is so good, y'all. Okay. So I heard this sermon. I don't even know what it was entitled, y'all, but it definitely goes with the message that I want to share with you all this morning. So the scripture was Jeremiah 32:27. Again, it was Jeremiah 32, 27. It said, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me?" Okay, I'm going to say that again. "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me?" So when I read that scripture, y'all, the Lord really led me to that scripture because I want to just give y'all a personal testimony. And it stems from, and the reason why I'm sharing this because I feel led to, and it's because this past week I was able to go home and spend, meaning home, like I was able to travel to where I grew up at. And I hadn't been able to travel for some time now, but I was able to travel home. And every time I turn around, I kept hearing, "God is so good. God is so good. God is so good," right? That's all I kept hearing. That's all I kept, not just hearing God share with me, but hearing people say towards me, "God is so good," because when they see me, I literally heard somebody say, not heard somebody, somebody told me yesterday after church service, "You are a walking, talking miracle." You are a walking, talking miracle. And it's going to make sense as I continue with this story. But I got to read the scripture again because it touches me so much. It says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me?" It may be, it was some things in my life that I went through. Whew, that I was like, "God, come on now. Where you at? Where are you at?" How many of y'all have ever asked God, "Where you at?" Like, let's just be 100%. Let's just be all the way real, authentic, and everything. How many of you of all have asked God, "Where you at in this situation? Where are you at in this situation?" And a few months ago, and I'm just going to tell you, like, at the top of this year, just to be super transparent, I was not able to walk without assistance. I went from not being able to walk and then having to walk with assistance, right? I'm going to say it again. I wasn't able to walk without assistance, but I went from not being able to walk to walking with assistance for a few months. And then now I'm walking with no assistance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am able to walk with no assistance. And in the song, "So Good," so good. Yes, in the chat. Yes. Yes. Praise. Yes. Praise God. Let's just take a praise break for that. A praise break for that. Because let me tell you, there were some trying times. But let me tell you that God sent the resources. God sent the resources, the divine resources here, all the way from my husband, all the way from the doctors, all the way from physical therapy to say, "I got you, girl. I got you. I got you, daughter." Not girl, but "I got you, daughter. I got you, daughter, in the palm of my hands. I got you to where you are at." So truth be told, I was sitting up here doing these prayer calls still in a bed where I didn't even know that I was going to either walk again, period. Walk again and or just like be able to just say, "God, like, where you at?" I'm like, "God, where you at in this moment? I know you don't want this for me. I know you don't want this for me." And so I just kept declaring that I know it's nothing too difficult for you, so you can definitely change this situation just like that. And so God, through the last couple of months, he has been changing my situations just like that. And so I keep declaring, decreeing that I'm on God's accelerated healing plan. Yes, accelerated healing plan. And let me tell you, he has definitely been working it out in my favor. And I just praise God for that. And so when I was listening to the song this morning, So Good, I was just like, yes, God, you're so good. And it stated, I'm back and I'm better. Let me tell you, I'm back, I'm better, and I am going to continue to get better because there is no going back. One thing that I always, my husband and I share or talk about all the time is that it's nowhere but up from here. It's nowhere but up from here. So when you find yourself in a situation, in a dark situation in your career, your business, your life, listen, just tell yourself, not just tell yourself, but believe it, right? Believe that there is nowhere but up from here. It's nowhere but up from here. Period. It's nowhere but up from here. And so I just want you to just say that it's nowhere but up from here, period. And as I keep saying that, I just imagine just you all just taking a step up, nowhere but up from here, like literally launching up, jumping up, because that is the projection, or that is how you want to posture yourself when you are praying, when you are seeking God. Like, it is nowhere but up from here, meaning you are waiting in expectation for him to pull you up out of whatever you may be going through in this season, whatever you may be facing in this season, big or small, however you identify, it's nowhere but up from here, period. It is nowhere but up from here. Woo! That is just, it's just so, as I keep saying that word, it's just so powerful because it's so true. It is nowhere but up from here. And I just want you to declare and decree that you are back, you're better, and there is nowhere but up from here. And then also the song has said, I'm living proof that God is good, period, right? I'm living proof that God is good. I don't know what you all's testimony is. It certainly may not be the same as mine's, but whatever your testimony is, you are living proof that God is good. God woke you up this morning. He has started you on your way. He is giving you a second chance or another chance to get it right, to get it right with him, to get it right with whomever you need to get right with, relationship-wise. He is giving us a new path, a new day. So we just declare and decree right now that, again, God will orchestrate our work week, that God will definitely do all that he has said, will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, right? And so also, the song went on to say, making way out of no way. Woo! How many of y'all know or have experienced God make a way out of no way for you? Hands up. Like, my hands are all the way up, right? All the way up. Like, God has made a way out of no way, period. Like, some of you all listening now that know, goodness well, you don't deserve to be in the position that you are in right now. You don't deserve to be just literally getting things spoon-fed to you. Like, what? Like, where they do that at? Like, what? Yes. Oh, yes. Mustard seed faith. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All you have to do is have faith. The faith is the size of a mustard seed. I don't even know if you all know what a mustard seed is, but it's super, super tiny. But if you can have the faith the size of a mustard seed, that's all you need in anything that you are going through in this season of your life, in your career journey, in your business journey, or just in life in general. A mustard seed of faith. God, you don't know how much God can do with that? My God. Man probably can't do nothing with it. I know man can't do anything with that, but God can do anything. He can use anything for his good, okay? And lastly, one thing that stood out for me in the song that I want to share with you all. It said, I've had a lot of bad days, but I'm still here. Woo! How many of y'all are glad that God has still kept you here? God has still kept you here in the land of the living. God has still kept you here to execute on what he has called you to do. God has still kept you here to be a living testimony to others so that you can draw other people towards Christ. God has still kept you here to do all that he has called you to do. Like, God has still kept you here for a reason. If you don't know what that reason is, know that one of the reasons is to serve God, period. Is to serve and share God's the message, the joy of who the Lord is, right? And how God has blessed you. So if you're out here being stingy and not sharing your testimony, let me tell you, stop. Share your testimony. Yes, I see in the chat, we overcome by our testimonies. Yes, we do overcome by our testimonies. And you say, thank you for sharing your testimony. Yes, yes, absolutely. This isn't the only venue I'll be sharing my testimony. If you have ran into me personally, you have heard me share my testimony. But this is the public platform that I have shared my testimony. So yes, if you see me in the streets, as they say, if you see me, you have heard it. I can't stop sharing it, and I won't stop sharing it. So many things are being birthed out of this. So I'm just excited to share to see where God takes me in this season. I'm excited to see how God elevates not just me, but the people around me as well. That's including you all, because everything is like a domino effect. Like, something happens, and then because something is being birthed, it's going to impact the people that are around me, the people that are around, that listen to this podcast, that listen to this prayer call. Is going to be a ripple effect, and I just declare and decree that it will, in Jesus' name. And yes, so that was on my heart to share with you all this morning. I pray that it really touched your soul, and I pray that you will be able to share with others that how God is good and how he is really, really working it out in this season. He is really putting in some work. So that means that every time I hear a testimony, not just mine, but other people, I know that God is around the corner. He is in the neighborhood. God is in the neighborhood. And guess what? You can automatically say, I'm next. Just say, I'm next. If you ever here waiting for a blessing, you over here waiting for miracles, you over here waiting for your next job offer, you're over here waiting for your next interview, you over here waiting for things to shake out in your career journey, you over here waiting for things to shake out in your business, I just want you to declare and decree that I'm next, I'm next, I'm next, I'm next, I'm next. Like, I just feel that's truly in my spirit right now, and so I just declare and decree that you are next. You are next in Jesus' name. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we do not take it for granted that we are here together, here each and every morning, God, just to say thank you. Just to say, God, we need you. This work week, we need you to orchestrate every footstep. We need you to orchestrate every phone call, every interview we may have. We need you to orchestrate the conversations that are being had, and we won't even be in the room, God. But we just declare and decree right now that whatever conversations our names are being tossed around and thrown around in, that it be conversations in our favor, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for the elevation that only you can provide in our careers, our businesses, and life in general, God. We don't want no other elevation or no from anyone else, God, because we know the plans that you have for us, God, are the best plans. So, God, whatever our plans are, scratch them out, throw them away, whatever. And Lord, let us embrace what you have for us in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. We thank you for sending us Jesus. We thank you for sending your only begotten Son, God, in the name of Jesus, and having him died for our sins in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for not allowing him to just die, but to defeat death and to rise again with all power in his hands, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just declare and decree right now that you will be with us in every territory that we touch this week and beyond, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for touching us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, God. God, we thank you for continuously surrounding us with your protection, God. We ask right now that you dispatch your angels to surround our front, our back, our sides, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever vehicles we may be in, we ask that you dispatch your angels to surround us and to place a special hedge of protection around us each and every day, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't care what we are doing. We just ask for your protection, God. We ask for your divine protection in the name of Jesus. God, please open the doors that need to be opened in our lives and close the doors that need to be closed in our lives. Despite whatever, however we may feel about it, God, we know that you know what's on the other side of them doors, what's behind them doors, God. And we just trust that you have our best interests at heart in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor, God, all upon our life, God, in the name of Jesus. We just stand on your promises, Lord. God, you have come to give us life and life more abundantly. So, God, we just thank you. We thank you right now. Whatever we may think we lack, God, we lack nothing because we understand that you are our shepherd and you are directing us, God. So let us not have a lack mentality, but have an abundant mentality and understand that when we follow you and when we trust you, God, you have our best interest at heart and you will direct every footstep and fill out the path that we think we're lacking or the path we think that is missing, God, in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And I just pray that each and every one of us have a blessed work week and that we will go forth and conquer and have a blessed day. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.